Love.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline.
Loveline.
With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's my acrimonious partner, Dr. Drew. Just weaving something we're talking about into a sentence. See, you got to use them, Drew, or you lose them.
No, I use them.
1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist, Lisa Loeb in the studio tonight.
Hello.
Great to see you, sweet pea.
You too.
Well, I just had some good news, which is Lisa and Dweezil Zappa have broken up. And
that's good news? Because
it is for me.
Oh.
Because there's a potential there, even though you're married.
No, I mean,
the fantasy is reignited.
No, here's what I'm saying. And I think we can all do this. We all think this way as guys. And girls probably think this way, too. There's certain people you like. They're in your wheelhouse.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And you don't want them to be taken.
Lisa Loeb is an attractive, talented, beautiful woman, but, you know, not a pinup model, just attractive, but she's in my wheelhouse.
Nice.
I like the glasses. I like sort of the mousy look. It's my
mousy.
Mousy hot.
Okay, mousy hot is better.
Yeah. Sounds like a horrible Chinese dictator, doesn't it? Mousy hot. Oh, he's a tyrant. Killed many of his own people in the revolution.
Oh, Lordy.
No, mousy hot. No, mousy's not bad.
Mousy.
Well, mousy's sort of sleeper hot.
Sleeper hot.
You better librarian and the porno.
I'll say this, you can't be mousy and fat.
The librarian works better.
I'll tell you that much.
More appropriate.
Right? Yeah. And it's hard to be mousy and have bad skin, too.
Yeah.
Oh.
You don't have any of those things.
Now,
here's my point. I always liked you. And Dweezil was one of these guys who always got too many chicks for his own good. I didn't like that guy. I didn't like him for that reason. Yeah, I don't like guys that all the chicks like.
You like him personally.
I have no problem with him as a human being and an artist or anything else. But I always felt like he got a little too much thrown his way.
So when he got Lisa, that was it.
I didn't like that.
That was it.
Okay. And it was a situation where because she's not the big fake boobed pinup girl, he doesn't get crap for it. He looks good for it. You're with Lisa Loeb. It's like, oh, smart. Good move.
Right.
Yeah. No.
Well, we were talking about it because last time I was on, months ago, we were talking about why weren't we married, but we were actually broken up at the time.
Mm.
And so now I'm dating, though, which we can talk about later.
Yeah,
it's been really fun. Because I was in two back-to-back six-year relationships, and I never really dated before.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of dated in college, but not date where you go out on dates and you do fun things.
She went to Brown. I just underlined it. Yeah.
Mousy Brown.
Mouse, was it? Mousy hot?
Hot Mousy.
Hot Mousy. He's a tyrannical leader. He dyed his hair black. It was a mess.
22 across.
A weird
mustache. Killed his own brother-in-law. Yeah. So now you're dating. Are you just... Now, what do you like? What are you looking for?
That's why I'm dating. Because
you don't know that
in some ways, I know what I'm looking for. Probably what every man and woman is looking for in their partner. Somebody who's smart, cute, mm-hmm. Clever, but not too clever.
You're out. You're too clever.
Well, no.
No, I like people who are very clever and funny, but also people who have a good, kind heart.
I'm ultra clever. I don't know it.
Yeah, but she might see it as
Drew, you know how I'm hot, but
no,
I don't
good
know.
Clever.
Yeah,
you're good,
right.
Clever.
Right. Okay.
You know, and personality is really important.
Yeah.
But, some kind of attraction is important.
Sure.
Probably somebody who's, age range is probably kind of important. Somebody who's not
too
more than like 5 years younger than me or three or four.
No longer a peer.
Yes.
They cannot be a peer.
They have to be a peer. Yeah. In fact, a cultural peer is fun too. Somebody who knows all the same cultural references I do. Because, then you can joke around about them more.
I got your man right here, Engineer Chris. He's great.
He's like, what?
He's never heard of the Beach Boys. Huh? It's great.
So Benita Bizarre, what?
No, he's your man. You're looking to get just a little outside your dating envelope. You go Chris.
Nice.
When you're ready to take a little walk on the wild side, you go Engineer Chris.
We'll go to a nice restaurant.
Let me. That's right. He lives at home, so he's got plenty of cash to burn on the ladies.
Great.
But his mom gives him privacy when he puts the tube sock on the knob. That means I'm beating off. Do not disturb.
But it'll sounds work, perfect for me.
It'll work with the great. Lady if a lady's in there too.
Yeah.
Let me ask this now. Dweezil, obviously an accomplished musician. You're obviously an accomplished musician. Is that? Do you like that? I mean, do you want somebody who's in the music industry?
They don't have to be in the music industry. In fact, sometimes it's hard when somebody else is a songwriter because when you're at home, and some it didn't happen with Dweezil, but I don't really like. Yeah, you don't really leave. You hear somebody working in the next room, and you really don't, you know, you want to be not thinking, oh my gosh, I should be writing a song too.
Right.
But I do like people who are creative, and I've actually met a lot of interesting people who are creative, who are business people, who are just good business people who've created their own businesses and whatnot.
Engineer Chris made a cabin out of popsicle sticks once.
Nice.
Yeah.
Unfinished wood gives me the chills, actually.
Oh, really?
Isn't that weird?
Hot chills or... bad chills.
Like bad chills.
No.
Ugh, like
that
popsicle
could be a
sticks.
With that.
Yeah, it's weird on the tongue.
All right. True, stop kissing ass. What do you want? The plastic ones with sushi go sliding right out of
that?
Yeah,
I know what you're talking about.
You know what? You get a little splinter in your tongue.
Mm-hmm. So you're just dating right now.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing serious. And do you get set up? That's usually how it
There's
works,
some
right?
sort of almost serious things.
Oh, really?
But I think I'm still, now I understand the whole timing issue. I'm still not ready.
You're
to.
Not ready.
Mm. I'm still not ready, ready. Like, I still feel like I need, it's like when a kid graduates from college and they have to go to Europe and wear those terrible shoes and backpack around and
mm-hmm.
that.
Right.
So I'm sort of in that place right now. And, wait, what did you say about dating? Dating.
Well,
going out to dinner.
I want to know, like, most of the celebrity people I know, when they end up dating, they get set up.
It's great. It is great. When the breakup was actually official, they actually ran like a chyron on the bottom of the CNN news for a full day that the breakup had happened. So all of a sudden, I mean, not all of a sudden, but I feel like I am a woman in my 30s. I do want to get married and have children, and I feel like it's something I need to focus on. You know, if it's something that I want, it's something I need to focus on, but not to be cheesy and compare it to songwriting. It's not something that you like... every date is like, oh, this is going to be the marriage. You know, it's still an experience, but it's something to focus on. So I did tell my parents and their friends and my, doctors, my ENT, my friends, my family, and say, hey, you know, this is where I am. This is what I'm doing. And I've met so many really great people. I've been really lucky.
Mm. Yeah, you know what? It's nice, too. It's like when you do the celebrity stuff, like there's none of that, well, who does she look like? Well, she looks like Lisa Loeb. You seen the video? Yeah, that's her.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, it's her. And then the guys are like, oh, yeah, great. And then for women, it actually works good because women are usually less caught up in the physicality stuff. And they just go, well, he's an attorney or he's a doctor or he's a songwriter or whatever. And he's a great guy and he knows this guy and he has all these mutual friends and blah, blah, blah. And then if you find out some hot chick dated him once, now you're in. He banged Charlize Theron once. Oh, I'm in.
I don't think about that.
You know,
you don't think
though,
you think about it, but I know you don't think you think about it, but you think about it.
The way she's dating is what guys wait to be able to do and why they what they're expecting to do in delaying marriage.
Yeah.
I'm sort of doing that now.
It never happens for many guys, but the fact that when guys go, I'm not ready, it's because they want to be there and looking around and then figuring out what they want to do.
Well, I feel like this is something that people do when they're younger, but like I said, I was in two very long-term relationships back-to-back, which were great, but now I'm in a different place, and so I'm doing this other thing.
You just use mass media, though, to hasten things a little bit.
You get the crawl on CNN.
Right. Yeah, the crawl on CNN is a good yenta.
All right, let's, what are we going to do? We're going to hear something off the new CD.
Oh, yeah, the new CD called The Way It Really Is.
It actually says was.
Was. It's a CD called The Way It Really Is.
Oh, yeah.
And the reason I called it The Way It Really Is, originally it was called Half and Half, but when we did the artwork, I didn't like the title. It was Half and Half because half of it is very dark and acoustic, which we're not going to hear tonight, and half of it is more produced. But I felt like I wanted a title of an album that really represented the theme of the album, which is really looking at life the way it is.
Which is Bambi.
Bambi. Well, of course, there has to be something cute on
there. There's deer's troop.
There are deer.
Describe.
They're deer.
Describe.
Bambi and her mom.
Our,
who burns
on
the fire.
Yeah.
Are magically resurrected next to Lisa.
Yes, and they're, that's on the cover.
All right. So, fifth CD, we'll hear something off it in just a couple of few. And for now, I guess we can get to the phones and speak to Joe. Joe.
You okay starting with a guy?
I never like starting with a guy.
Let's just try it tonight.
Really?
It's a quickie.
It's fear of oral sex.
A quickie.
All right. settle down there. You know, Lisa's now, she's a single woman in her 30s.
It's very different.
Yeah, she's like a teenage boy. Quickie. I know. Engineer Chris going to start looking good by the end of the night.
My parents are listening tonight.
Where are they? Are they in Texas, by the way?
They're here. They're actually in Los Angeles tonight.
Oh, they are.
They came to visit. They were going to near San Diego for their 40th wedding anniversary.
Wow.
To celebrate. And they found out I was playing at the Grove tomorrow night. So they said, oh, we'll just stop in Los Angeles for a couple nights on the way to their vacation.
I forgot to give that a plug. But
it'd be nice to have a kid that's performing. Just, hey, yeah, we'll stop by and see.
Yeah, my kids are going to be like, I'm going to be sleeping in a refrigerator box out in San Fernando. If you want to swing by, if you're driving through to Hemet, so you swing by.
Throw some change.
Yeah, I'll give a toot on the horn and throw some change at you as I go by. Want me to mop up your own urine or fecal matter? Are you cool? I'll throw a thing of Nilla wafers out the window. And we'll keep
fresh
going.
Nilla wafers.
Yeah. Drew, will you sing? Your parents can watch you sing. Yeah? Drew sings opera, everybody. You can't watch your kids sing opera, though, can you?
Nah.
It's weird.
No, weird, yeah.
Yeah, you need an acoustic
guitar.
Yeah. Joe?
Yes.
Caller Joe?
Yep.
You see, Drew?
Good, you got out of that one.
See what happens?
All right, all right.
Let's talk to...
here you are.
It wasn't potted up. Joe?
No, he's there.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we can't hear him, Anderson, because we got that effed up phone line.
Did you hear him just now?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. All right.
No.
All right. And Anderson, be quiet. Let's talk to Catherine.
Trying
Catherine?
To help, buddy.
Hey, how's it going?
27.
Much better.
There I am.
Hey.
Here we are.
Hey.
What's up?
I have a question for you about getting bikini waxes. I went for my second bikini wax ever in my life today. And as I was laying there and they were, like, ripping this hair out at the root, I was kind of thinking about what's the probability of contracting some type of STD from doing this? And the reason I ask is because she's got, like, one vat of wax that she's continually re-dipping the stick in.
Mm-hmm.
And then as I'm laying there, I was looking at it and it kind of started freaking me out.
Yeah.
So,
the wax is molten, right?
Yeah,
it's pretty hot.
It's hot. It's not that the bacteria could survive in that. So I'd say it's about zero.
Okay. I asked her how hot it was, and she said it's under 100 degrees.
Well, she was just doing that to shut you up because she was about to put it on your hoo-ha.
100 degrees centigrade.
Yeah. It's like McDonald's.
Listen, you don't feel like you're getting branded.
I've never heard of anything being... It's an interesting question. I thank you for asking. We've never had the question. It's
interesting in how stupid it is,
no,
really.
No.
It's sort of diabolical.
They get in there.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Yes.
I've heard stories.
They get very, very much in there.
Yeah, it's a crazy thing, and it's only performed by Vietnamese women.
That's not true.
Other Asian cultures do it too.
No.
And
okay, here's the key. Okay, here's my theory. I know it sounds horrible, but here's the deal. If you're going to have a woman work on that part of your body, she has to be either an Asian and speaking broken English, because I'm sorry, you don't count her as a person. She's like,
that's totally not true. Are we getting into this?
It's true.
Are we gonna
get
into this?
She can be very heavy set, in which case you don't really count. She can't be like a peer. Can't be a 28-year-old chick.
Lisa could not be a...
I could not disagree with you more.
But really? But they're all Asian.
That's not
all
true.
All the women. Every
single
one
of them.
The woman
I go see, she's not Asian.
Really?
She's not Asian. She's a beautiful woman.
What is she? She's something.
I think she's Polish. And she's incredible.
Hold on. Does she have an accent?
Yes.
I should spread this. Okay, here's the deal. You have to have an accent.
But
you
that's
don't
not
have
true either.
Asian.
I've also been to another woman who did not have an accent.
Really?
She had an American accent.
Just
a Southern California
plain
accent.
Plain old white chick.
Yes, sir.
Wow. The only one. Was she heavy set?
No, she wasn't.
But was she in her 70s?
No, she wasn't.
But the point he's making, actually,
touché,
is valid.
What, trying to have some kind of separation between you and the person who's looking at your crotch?
Thank you, Drew.
An interesting observation about how crazy our minds are, which is
right.
People do go, well, you know, who do we know the same anyway? And how, you know, I shouldn't be embarrassed by this kind of person.
Well, you have your leg wrapped around your head.
Yeah,
but that's why
it's closer to you than your doctor.
But the point is the one you're making, which is, hey, it's just another person with a profession, and you're making this a non-person just because of your discomfort. It's weird. But that, I think, is valid. I think that's how our minds work.
Out here, all the waxing, nail pushing, all the women that crawl on top of the other women are usually some Asian culture.
How about your doctor?
Doctor, I don't care. But now, let me say this. your wife's gynecologist. Mm-hmm. You'd much rather it be just some crazy accented guy who you had nothing in common with than some strapping, decent-looking guy with a little salt and pepper and, you know, from Harvard, right? Mm-hmm. You want to think of him as just some... I know it sounds horribly racist. Forget about racist. Like, you can't identify with anything that he says or does. You're not going to run into him anywhere.
Me.
You yeah. or your wife, you don't run in the same circle.
No, yeah, we do.
You picture, well, you do, but you would prefer
yeah.
that he go back to his house high in the Himalayas after he's done looking at your wife's spread crotch and play some game that involved kicking a goat's head around. And then ate something you would never eat and spoke to his kid in some foreign tongue.
It's a little unfair because my perspective is different. You know what I mean?
You're a doctor.
Yeah.
I used to have a gynecologist that I had to stop seeing in Dallas. He was a great gynecologist, but I think he tried to make small talk whenever he was doing the exam because, you know, people don't want to just tell you what's going on.
Yeah.
I want to make small talk.
You just talk, yeah.
And, but he would always talk to me every single time about how he was friends with Gopher from the Love Boat in college and how they were in a band together. And you know what? I just didn't want to hear about
that's
it
weird.
Anymore.
Yeah,
so
weird.
I switched.
Well, there's...
So that's a boundary problem.
I didn't really want to hear about Gopher.
Yeah, you don't need the guy with the sleeve rolled up fishing around going, I heard the demo tape. Blew me away. It's fantastic. You're going places. Thank God I had this hat cam put in. Really going to make some money here. Yeah, okay, but here's my point. The reason you don't like the small talk either is because they start becoming a person in a certain way. And I know it sounds horrible. You don't want the connection.
My father's a doctor, and I like when they're just doing their work and telling you, this is what's going on. This is what
right.
I'm doing right
you
now.
You want the professionalism.
Just do the professional.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
do the job and tell me what you're doing.
Yeah.
Right. If they're,
and that's it.
But if they're examining your elbow, they can go ahead and go off script. You know, like I play a little tennis, too, and I know sometimes you're fine
but
with that.
But that's related to the elbow. If it's, like, totally random, don't waste my time.
Even if it's related to the vagina, when they're down there, you don't want to know the person.
You're
That's
actually,
you
are, believe
the guy
it
going,
or not,
I know your dad.
There's
He's a good
a
guy.
A fair amount of discussion about how to maintain boundaries and how not to do that kind of thing to somebody.
Yeah.
How not to talk about other things.
How to stay, how to keep appropriate boundaries, how to have a relationship.
Right.
But not have be familiar, but not so familiar that the boundaries...
Here's how a gynecologist should be, Drew. You ask some questions about birth control or the patch
I'm
versus...
I'm the gynecologist?
You know, I'm the gynecologist.
Okay.
You be my patient.
I'm interested in these shots I heard about. My girlfriends have these shots. And they but the Nuva ring, you put it... Where, how do you put that in?
Dad, I want them talking. They just... Go!
So it's Frankenstein's monster.
Go! Right? Get out! Yeah, they just shouldn't talk to you about anything. You have to be completely dressed and back in the thing, and then they should work through the secretary.
Yeah, you have to be wearing the paper towel that they've given you.
What kind of doctor's your dad?
Right,
he's a gastroenterologist.
Yeah, yeah. See, good bones here.
Yeah,
went to Brown. Mm-hmm. Dad's into gas.
No, he's into
He's into stopping the gas.
He goes, puts tubes up the other end, looks right.
Yes,
well, whatever.
Right,
he likes that part of the body,
yes,
and that's my kind of guy.
Oh,
we
yeah.
could sit around.
You and he and gas. That's a take
at dinner, it's week. Fantastic.
I'd blow a little gas. He'd be like, nice. Wow. Good work, son.
Yeah, right.
That's the way I picture it.
Well, that's an interesting
I tell him, like,
picture.
Close your eyes, Dr. Loeb. Guess what I ate for lunch? I don't know why I have to close
That'd
your eyes.
That'd be incredible if he could guess.
It's not like it comes out in the shape of a tuna melt or something.
Cauliflower.
Sarah?
Yep.
Sarah,
yeah.
You're 23. What's going
Here
on?
Here we go.
Hi. I'm calling in. I've been meaning to research this for a long time, but I haven't. But I decided to call in tonight. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of problems when I'm being intimate. Or when, you know, I'm by myself, arousing myself. When I'm stimulated, like my clitoris, I do get excited and everything. But I can't peak without experiencing right away extreme discomfort.
Afterwards or during the orgasm?
It's pretty much during. You know, it's really hard to explain. Like, I don't even know if I've ever had a real, like, quote, orgasm.
Because you start having this pain.
Every time I peak or I get close, it just becomes... intensely uncomfortable, just really hypersensitive, I guess.
Yeah, you're not right. having an orgasm.
Yeah,
yeah and yeah. I mean, it starts to feel really good, and then all of a sudden it becomes, like, hypersensitive. And
yeah,
I
you're not... Oh, this is the thing that a woman can do that a man cannot do.
What?
A man can't go, oh, no,
don't touch.
Don't touch. Too much.
Don't touch.
No.
Guys,
no.
We orgasm. Don't talk. Don't talk. Shh. Don't talk. I can't hear anything right now.
But so, Sarah, so this is a common thing, actually. And I'm not sure. Have you ever had a relationship, a sustained relationship?
Oh, yeah. I've been with my boyfriend for about 4.5 years.
And does he work with you on this?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, I let him know, like, I either tell him or I sort of guide his hand away, like, when it's...
Well, he shouldn't be using his hand, if you get what I mean.
Yeah, oral sex?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, if it's, like, oral or if we're just, you know, like, stimulating each other.
I mean, the hand will very quickly become too much.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't matter, like, any kind of stimulation, whether it's just his body rubbing against me
I wonder
or
if
he,
no, that's not, no.
What?
Where?
That's too much. If she has that kind of sensitivity, it's going to be something, she's going to be just, like, a feather, basically.
Where is it painful, though?
Just like the clitoris, like the real, you know, the real sensitive.
It's too much. Sensitive.
Does he ever give you the super light oral sex?
I've tried everything.
No, but now listen to Adam here for a second.
Just say yes or no. Yes, he's giving you the super ultra feather touch.
No, I mean not necessarily.
No, that's what the guys don't understand that at all.
You know,
because they think that it's your clitoris works like their penis, and that's not the case at all. And so he has to do what Adam is saying here.
Super. Here's the technique. All right. This is going to get a little graphic. I hope Dr. Loeb is not listening. And by the way, wouldn't it be funny if he was a ear, nose, and throat guy? It's like, I got an ear problem. Who do you see? Dr. Loeb. It just makes sense.
Or brain doctor.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't know. Just think
brain doctor.
Ear lobe. All right. Yeah. All right. Listen, you know, they're not
he's
all.
He's a GI surgeon. The liver has lobes, too.
It does?
Yeah.
Yeah, but nobody says that. You doctor people, you Brown, you Ivy Leaguers say it, but regular people, we only know one lobe.
Okay.
That's the ear lobe.
Okay.
All right. Now, what was I talking about? Oh, all right. Here's the kind of oral sex you need to give. You need to give the feather touch, which is pretend you're like in a shark cage, and the woman's private parts are like 3 inches away from the edge of the cage, and you gotta shove your face in. You can just barely get to it.
If your tongue goes too far in, the shark will bite it off.
No, there's no shark.
Oh, okay.
True. Sometimes you can just be in a shark cage. You don't need the shark.
I see. Okay. So
like where they sell the shark cages?
Yes, yes.
They don't have sharks
there. So you're in the shark cage.
You're in the shark cage, and then
you press your cage against the...
You put your push against the cage, like I'm doing now.
Yes.
But the woman's part is just far enough away so you can barely get to it with your tongue.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, and slow. Slow and...
Yeah, it's tough.
Easy,
you're working. You're in that shark cage.
Easy. Because you know what this guy's doing.
He's working. Yeah. He's trying...
Too much.
He's trying to coax it out.
He's working like a penis.
Yeah.
There are other areas around.
That's
as
true.
Well. Yes.
That's right. Like where?
Not exactly.
Right on there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'm cool. Lisa Loeb, is that a lobe area down there? There are other lobes?
No.
Does the liver have lobes? Liver has a lobe, Stro?
Yeah.
Oh, there's pictures.
Does everything have a lobe? Does your heart have a lobe?
No.
Your liver
lung
has a lobe.
Lung has lobes.
Well, your brain has lobes. Your lung has lobes?
Mm-hmm.
How do you decide?
Alveoli.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. The little tiny little. That's like seventh grade biology.
Not a North, not a LA Unified School District over here, Missy.
Left lobe,
left
liver.
Lobe, liver.
Right lobe, liver.
And your brain's got a lobe, but what about your heart? No lobe?
No.
How do you decide what has a lobe and what doesn't?
Lobe is a solid
mass.
Yeah, mass.
It's a mass.
Yeah.
All right. But your heart is hollow?
Open.
Is that
it's
why?
Open.
It's
got little chambers.
It's got chambers. So it's got to be solid?
Yeah. Lung is lobes.
Yeah, but your lung isn't solid.
Well, but I mean, the parenchyma is essentially.
No,
it's got a few different lobes.
Listen, I'm going to
have tiny pockets inside of them.
I'm going to argue that if a lung is the most hollow organ in the body. Now, if the lung can have a lobe, why can't the heart have a lobe?
It's kind of like sacs, which is a gross word, but harder.
Does
like
your sac have a lobe, girl? No?
Your testicle may have lobe.
All right. Lisa Loeb here, who, by the way, has remembered all the lobes in the body.
In the Bible.
So into herself. I thought lobe talk.
I was actually, you asked me about the clitoris. That's what I picked the book up.
Is that got a lobe?
That has lobes.
Oh, I thought you were looking for the lobes.
It doesn't seem like there's enough real estate there for a lobe.
No.
It's got to have some area to cover.
Listen, man. Mm.
All right, we got to take a break. Lisa Loeb is here tonight. The Way It Really is the name of the new CD. We're going to hear something off it. After this. Hey, everybody. 3, 2, 1. Go. Thanks, buddy. How about getting out of gate? Anna's just pissed because I told him to be quiet 20 minutes ago.
Is that right?
Yeah. Lisa Loeb is here tonight. Lisa, dear, dear, dear friend. Lisa, we got to hang out a little because I've decided you're one of the cool people.
Oh, I like that.
And it would be cool to say, like, what do you... I'm going over to Lisa. Oh, you don't know Lisa? Oh, yeah. No, we hang. Yeah, no, yeah. We don't have anything in common, but that's what we have in common. Be one of those things, you know? We hang. She strums a guitar.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, we could hang out a little bit, right?
Yeah, we could do that. We could go get a donut.
Yeah, we'll go get a donut.
Kay's Donut Emporium.
Yeah, we'll go down.
It's an emporium.
Where's that?
There's a couple of them in the valley.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Sherman Oaks, Studio City.
Let me show you my San Fernando Valley. I'd love to show you that. I could show you that. I grew up in North Hollywood. I played Pop Warner for the Sun Valley Falcons. I could show you my valley.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
A tour of your valley.
Yeah, it'd be great. This used to be Harder's Industrial Supply before they tore it down on Sherman Oaks.
I love that.
It's beautiful.
I love those stories. I am serious.
Really?
Let me show you. This is where I used to walk on the way to second grade
But everything in North Hollywood is either asphalt, cement, or quarry.
All those more romantic.
Yeah, those are your options.
Or Orange.
Railroad.
Orange Groves. That was a long time ago.
That was a long time ago. But
they covered it.
No, they have auto wrecking yards.
Auto wrecking yards, yes, auto wrecking yards.
Asphalt,
pick apart.
Yeah.
Quarry.
Yeah, there's some good
cement.
There's some good in building supply places.
Cement. Building supply, which yeah.
Yeah, and there's
I like building supply. They also have wholesale plants.
Yeah.
They don't allow plants in North Hollywood.
Used plants?
Not in North Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
No, you can grow them if they're potted, and he promised to move them out of town.
Okay. All right.
You're talking about north.
All I'm saying is I could show you my valley.
That's his valley.
Okay.
I could show you my valley.
Okay.
Van Nuys Boulevard to...
They've got some good donut stores, though.
Yeah.
Shops.
Yeah. We'll go there. That'll be part of my valley tour.
You have to see all the strip joints.
Yeah.
I've never been in a strip joint.
Well, we could look at some valley.
When you start hanging with Adam.
Yeah.
I've never been.
Well,
I can't believe it.
I'll tell you what. We'll go down to Bob's Classy Lady in Van Nuys. And we'll go to the Venus Fair over there in North Hollywood. Yeah. Oh, it's beautiful. Hmm. It's God's country.
This is where your girlfriend used to dance?
Joe. Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Joe?
Yeah.
Star Garden. I'm on Lanker Gym. Joe, you're 22. What's up?
Yeah, I'm circumcised, and I was just wondering, is there, like, women that like that? And I've actually ripped that skin having sex before, and I was wondering if that would affect me in the future.
Okay. Wow. Bible question.
That's
Lisa?
A player.
Ow.
He's uncircumcised, which he didn't make clear.
Lisa doesn't like that.
I don't know.
Never seen that.
I don't know.
Never
I'm
seen
waiting
that.
Till I get married.
Let me show you my foreskin. I mean, my valley. Joe?
Your previews.
Yeah. Here's the thing. We've talked about this a thousand times in there. We decided, or someone decided, about 20 years ago that by this time, most everyone would be uncircumcised. But it hasn't really come to fruition.
No, for the most part, it's still the style to be circumcised.
I think it was the time, there was a time when we were in love with everything that came out of Europe. I think it's when our cars started getting really crappy and their cars started getting really good. And it's like, I got a BMW, I got a Porsche, I got a Mercedes. And it's like, I got a foreskin.
And there was this weird, you know, our families are so messed up, people decided that the reason they're miserable is that somebody took their foreskin off.
Right.
And it's ridiculous. And the fact is, it's a painless procedure now. For the most part, for the baby, they anesthetize
it.
But
Joe's about
Joe. It's going to hurt. But Joe, the reason, one of the reasons.
That went, you know, in Joe's mind, that
what?
Went from, I'm going tomorrow to, Christ, blocking my junk as Drew speaks now.
The thing is, Joe, one of the reasons that it's nice to have that done is precisely the reason that you're describing here, which is that there can be tears when the head comes out through the foreskin, and then it can narrow further from the scarring from the tears.
Joe.
It can be really kind of uncomfortable. And there are STDs that are less likely to be transmitted by the circumcised male, and there's no penile cancer.
All this boils down to almost nothing.
But he is uncircumcised. He is uncircumcised.
So that is the way it is.
For him.
Girls will be okay. Not necessarily. First off, Joe, you're calling from Missouri.
Yes.
I'm guessing you're the only guy in within, let's say, several thousand miles that's uncircumcised. Would you say so?
So he needs to move.
There must be a fair amount of people just born, like feral kids, like born out in nature
and stuff
who don't get circumcised.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, you're going to have trouble finding a good moil in Missouri. a hell of a lot of trouble. True. You know how long you have to drive to find a Moyle stand?
You may not. But urologists are plentiful, so that will do the
all
trick.
All right. In the meantime, Joe, don't worry about it. Find someone who loves you. Yeah. Everything's cool.
Yeah. That's what I was gonna say.
Women forgive a million ills in the male. 1,000 sins are forgiven.
I think women like personalities.
It's amazing what they have to put up with the male. And this is a minor issue.
Right. Right, but you know, keep it clean and maintenance. That's like we've talked about before. It's like owning a convertible. Maybe might be a little more fun to drive, but it's going to take a little maintenance. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You put a little armor all on it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
All right,
so you're talking about armor all's penis.
Let's hear. Yes, I am. One call.
One more,
and then we hear a Lisa Loeb song.
Perfect,
Jennifer.
Hello.
You're 15.
Yeah.
What's happening, baby doll?
Okay, I ride horses twice a week, and because of that, my clit is numb, and I can't get any pleasure out of it, and I don't know what to do. Is there any way I can...
Out of the horse, or who are you not getting pleasure out of?
Really? What? You genuinely asked this question, or somebody put you up for this?
Oh. What do you mean?
Okay.
She's serious.
She's serious. Hold on a second.
She's 15 and she's, where's my clitoral pleasure?
You can't
squeeze any pleasure out of it.
Hey, don't.
No, it's fine. It's good times.
What can't you enjoy?
Well, anything like masturbation or when my boyfriend fingers me. It's just like, because it's numb, I can't like, there's no pleasure out of it.
But you used to get something out of it?
Yeah.
She's 8 and 9. She really enjoyed it. But ever since she's been on the horse,
when
you post and you go up and down on the little saddle. Well,
I know, but you used to get something. It's changed?
Well, yeah, because now I can't feel anything.
It's like when you're on the elliptical trainer and your feet get numb.
No, I know, but I can accept that there's numbness because, let me explain, there's something called the pudendal nerve down there on the perineum that gets crushed. You know, people who horseback ride and who bike ride long distances get this thing. And it can cause some insensitivity. Men complain about this more than women, interestingly.
Yeah.
But
hey, sweetie, girls are supposed to be going side saddle anyway. Am I right, Drew?
In the olden days, they did. You're right.
By the way, side saddle.
So what does she do? Can she just ride
like
get
off the
thing?
Horse for a little bit.
Well,
or
I'm
put,
still
put a pillow down there.
Find curious that she was already.
Some people were, start
yes,
early.
Yes, they do. Yes,
maybe
they
it's
do.
Been 8 months. She didn't say having sex.
No.
It's all right. What should she? Can she wear some special?
Not that I'm aware of, but I imagine somebody has asked for padding on the saddle or
you know
something.
What? She could create something and make a lot of money from it.
But it is actually can be kind of serious. You can get permanent damage of that nerve.
What do bike riders do? What do they ride? Wear something
the seats,
special?
That's why they have those seats now with the hole in the middle of the seat and stuff.
So you should get that. You should get a special
a horse with a
hole.
No,
yeah, yeah,
with
look
no
like a piggy bank.
Yeah.
Seriously, it's important.
Well, maybe the saddle raises up. And
yeah, something. I don't know. Someone ought to do that with the saddle.
Or wear. I know. What about like those shorts, like biking short type of things
with the pads?
With the padding in
with
it.
The pads. There you
that
go.
Couldn't hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Put
that make sense?
Put a sea sponge.
Yes. No. Absolutely.
I'm serious.
I'm with you.
You put a big sea sponge down there, and then like the kind you'd wash your car with or something, and then it would be weird when you're walking around in those tight pants. Guy's like, holy Christ, look
Kay's
at that.
Kay's Donut Emporium.
It's a disaster.
I'm just thinking of a new SpongeBob.
Perfect.
I'll tell you what I'm thinking about. I was thinking about us forcing women to ride side saddle and how they must have all fallen off and broken their neck almost immediately. Like, can you imagine staying on a horse riding side saddle?
In a long skirt.
In a long skirt with like heels and lace-up shoes and stuff.
Takes off a little canter. Like,
all the horse has to do is make a sharp left and you're going ass over a teacup right into the terra firma there. Yes, Drew?
Yes.
All right. Can we hear Lisa Loeb's song?
Yes.
We got time?
Yes.
Good. Let's do it, buddy.
Right.
Who's queued up there? Anderson?
Chris.
Oh, Chris, you cool there? All right. This new one is called Fools Like Me.
Everybody go. The party's over. I want to be alone in my head and my bed tonight. You never show. You must really love her. You think I don't know, but I do. Yeah, it's true. I think over is over. I'm right back where I started.
everybody. Love Line. That's a dear, dear, dear friend, Lisa Loeb. I'm going to show her my valley, Drew.
It's going to be an experience for her.
We'll go from the lumber yards in Chatsworth all the way to the lumber yards in Burbank. It's going to be great. Lisa Loeb in studio tonight, The Way It Really Is, name of the new CD. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Lisa Loeb in tonight, Jenna Jameson in tomorrow night.
Oh, I just missed her.
Yep, but I'm not. Black Eyed Peas in here on Thursday. Crank Yankers on tonight. Forgot to mention my beloved Crank Yankers. All new season on Comedy Central on as we speak. So feel free to shut the show off.
Another season of that, too?
I don't know.
I want to go on Crank Yankers.
I do, too.
Do you?
Yes.
Lisa and I should do
it. I want to make the prank call. We used to do that a lot growing up.
Did you?
But guys
yes.
put you up to it.
No, guys what? Did not put us up to it.
Because girls That's what don't my friends, have that gene, usually.
My friends and I think we had that gene. I had a group of girlfriends, and we... You know what? It's like the movie Diner. Mm-hmm. I don't know if anyone out there is listening knows that movie, but we had that kind of thing. Like, we had that camaraderie, and that back and forth, and we would... Yeah, we would do a lot of prank calls.
You know what girls will do, though? They will do a version of the prank calls when they start hitting puberty, which is calling cute guys and
hanging
just...
Up
and...
No, this wasn't that, though.
You didn't do that?
We probably did that, too. We did three-way calling where you'd set people up, talk to each other. But we'd do all their other prank calls, yeah.
Yeah.
But it would be fun to do. It's fun.
Yeah, it's fun. All right. Well, I do it. Well, if we do season four, we'll get you, Drew. You've shot your wad up.
That's it.
Done
enough.
But Drew did stellar work. Okay. Have you?
I think we talked about this.
Have you heard him on?
Oh, maybe
Frank
I was
Yankers?
Listening to you guys talk about it once.
It's possible.
Drew, oh yeah, you have it. You have a tape of it.
Drew's done. Anderson, give just a little, little snippet of Dr. Drew on Crank Yankers. Really, just in
Dr.
his own.
Dr. Drew in the hizzy.
Yeah.
Right. Why ain't you got no play, playa?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, nigga, that it would put you into the mode where you would have no problem to get that freaky shit going. 24/7 flowing semen here in your house. In your hizzy. For chizzy.
All right. That was actually Drew live. I don't know why you insist on using an N-word that way, Drew. All right. Here's my point. It's all in good fun and in the right context. I was driving into work tonight and driving behind someone who was watching TV in their car, who was driving the car.
Oh, my God.
Had the in-dash
huge
set. It was a little LCD set, probably went about, now when you measure TVs, you go diagonally.
Yeah.
Right.
A lot of people aren't hip
Pierce
to that.
Pierce says diagonally.
But it was probably about 8 inches diagonally. And the thing about it is I know if you would have talked to this guy, he would have said, listen, I can drive and keep one eye on Caddyshack.
Oh, my God.
But the point is I was behind him for a couple signals, and for each time the thing changed, it was like a 1-1000,
yeah.
2-1000. It was clear. I don't know. And look, I'm a guy who doesn't have a big beef with people driving drunk or stoned or high or anything else, but at a certain point, when you're actually putting the surround sound entertainment unit in the TV, in the car, Maybe I'd put an end to that.
By the way, the whole thing with the motor vehicle is the sudden problem, and you're reacting to it.
It's
the coffee spilling, that kind of thing?
No, like somebody...
A kid runs out and is...
Oh, right.
Tire
blows. The rabbit jumps
across. If you got a 1-1000 beat before you react, you're already in the wall.
This guy.
Yeah.
Well, he's watching television while he's driving. But how bored are you with driving, by the way, that you actually have to turn the tube on? Like, the radio ain't going to do it.
Yeah.
Hey, that's incredible.
Listen to a little talk radio, everybody. Makes you smarter. All right. So, and by the way, here's the other thing, too, I thought was interesting about the guy. They got a nice limo tint on his windows and probably figured, well, look, I got this thing in the dash. I hit a button. It folds down and goes in where it looks like an AM radio or something.
Right.
But when you're driving behind him at night, you see the glow from the TV. It's like when you're walking down the street and someone's watching TV in their living room.
Wow.
You just see that glow.
Mm.
By the way, that beckons me. You ever do that? You're out jogging around at night or walking around. You see the glow coming from the living room, and you just get drawn in. What's he watching?
Oh, I hate that.
I could be home watching something. And who watches TV? By the way, see these people where you can watch what they're watching on TV from your car parked outside their house? Like, really? What? It just wide open. Everything's just sort of wide open. You're just sitting there watching. Plus, with the amount of masturbation I do in front of the set, there's no way I could ever chance that.
Without getting arrested. Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, I got to have things drawn.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm. All right. All right. What is it with the people, though? What is it with the people? And maybe they're way more liberated than we are. Maybe they're just healthier.
It gives me the willies to think about that even. Like, when you
have the window open.
You're to
just
be on the
street
basically,
with your TV.
And your life is on the side. It's out. It's
yeah,
like,
that's a little
whoa.
Bizarre.
Yeah, there is 3 30-seconds worth of glass between you and society. You know, we just look right through
and traffic.
And you're just driving up the street, like in these apartments sometimes where the living room's right on the thing and the curtains are wide open in the middle of the night. Guy's sitting there watching. Oh, he's watching SportsCenter, you know, as I'm driving up the hill.
Yeah.
You know, it's like...
Yeah.
Right. Although it is a little bit more sad when you see the same houses a lot with the windows basically closed and the TV is always on.
Mm.
That's weird, too.
I like to see the foil on the window. That says to me there's a snuff film being made in that living room right now. Yeah.
All right, that's a quick question here.
Let me say this. If I was a cop, I would just drive around looking for people that had foil on their windows and bust them. I know there's something going on, something nefarious. Either growing weed, you're making a porn film, you got a bunch of illegals, you're cooking hash, you're cooking up meth. Something's going, there's some child abuse going. Something is going on in this apartment. I'm seeing foil on windows.
Huge Jiffy Pop.
Yeah, that could be the only possible excuse. Michelle?
Yes?
You're 24?
Yes, I am.
You have a question for Lisa?
Yes, I do. Well, my question is, Lisa, how, you know, like, when you first started out, you know, like, how did it make you feel? You know, like, it made you feel, it had to have made you feel
journalism
so good.
Major. Yeah.
It did. You know what? I was about your age when I first heard my song on the radio.
She's 24.
Yes, I was about your age when I heard my song on the radio for the first time. And it was something I had been working since I was a teenager writing
music.
Hold
on, how do you know how old she is?
She said she was 24.
Oh, that's right.
And I had been working since I was in high school writing music and recording music and all through college. And it was something I was working on for a really long time, so it was very exciting.
I'm sure. See, I'm 24 right now, and like throughout my whole high school, junior high, even I started in my elementary school days, you know, like where I would write, you know, like my own stuff, you know, like my own feelings, and I was involved in band and everything, you know, and so.
Right.
Band. Oh, do you have any music? Hey, Michelle, we got to take a break, but do you have an acoustic guitar there? Do you have any of your original stuff?
Oh, my original stuff. I have moved so many times that my music is all in storage, and I've
well, stored up in your brain.
In your brain, yeah.
In your brain, baby, in your lobe.
Oh, yes.
Okay, baby.
Lobe.
All right, hold on a second, Michelle. We got to hold on a second. I want you to go find an acoustic guitar.
some instrument.
Ring that brain of yours like a bar rag, and let's see what we get out of it.
Your synthesizer.
Yes. I bet it's Something Bird is going to be the name of her song. But I really want to hear it. It's got a rainbow and it's got a Pegasus in it. We're going to take a quick break. Lisa Loeb here. We'll come back with Michelle. I want a duet between Lisa and Michelle.
Oh, great.
After this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Lisa Loeb is here tonight.
How dare the
Hello.
Show interrupt our discussion about food?
I know, we're talking about food. I always think about food all the time.
Lisa is talking like she's stone and on her period.
That's neither how much of she's which. In,
and
is
like
true.
Broke up with someone 2 hours ago.
Somebody told me I was naturally stoned.
No, really? Well, you're a little cosmic. Not dopey stoned, but ethereal stoned.
Oh, ethereal. Jesus Christ.
Come on, baby.
All right.
That's a good $5 word there. I'm about a little credit.
It is. I feel very ethereal.
Thank you. And work that in your next song.
Okay.
You sure she's an ephemeral?
We were...
Ephemeral? That's not ephemeral.
It's a disease.
Okay.
All right. Let's regroup. Let's break it down, by the
all
way.
Right,
let's
go.
Let's break it down, Lisa. Here we go now. Get a hand in. All right, grab any. Let's focus now.
Okay.
The CD is called The Way It Really Is.
New.
It's new, yeah. I thought you were correcting me for a second.
I'm all gun shy. You're right.
It is brand new from Lisa Loeb. I think we're going to hear something else off it before. Oh, yes, we are. Mm-hmm. Yes, before the night is through. But first... Back to the phone, Stro, because that's what the show's about. No, wait a minute. Oh.
We lost her. She left.
Well, how does...
I don't know.
I don't know. We need some almond butter and chocolate, though.
phone screener Brian, do we keep hanging up on these people we say we're going to get back to because you think we're done with them, or how does that work? We have to correct that.
Apparently she dropped off.
She just dropped off. She didn't want to sing.
So they think that we're done with them.
No. No, I said, hold on.
We're going to get your guitar.
No, they don't think that. Well, I put too much pressure on it. Okay. I said, get your guitar, get your songs. Right. I'm amazed, by the way, there's so many people out there who live in this sort of performing fantasy world, which is, hey, I'm a songwriter. Hey, I'm a comedian. Hey, I'm a joke teller. Hey, I'm a writer. And the second you say to them, well, okay, show me what you got. Let's go get your guitar and let's go. And they're like, yeah, forget it, dude.
That's the key piece of advice. Anybody who's young who asks me, how did you do that? Mm-hmm. How did you get where you are? If people want to be a professional whatever, they need to either hire a great publicist and make some stuff up and become famous. Or if they actually want to be, like you said, a comedian or a musician or whatever, you have to do it.
That's all you can do.
It's just that's all you do.
I really feel like there's more people because of just TV. They just watch, that people watch their sort of fantasy jobs, decide, wow, that would be great. Look at the life. Look at the travel. Look at the money. Oh, you're hanging around with Carson Daly. This is huge.
I'll just take
and,
that.
And they
I'll
just go
that.
Like, that's what I want. Yeah, and you go, that. Yeah, well, why aren't you performing? And they're like, oh, no, just tell me how to do it.
Yeah.
Well, here's how to do it. Go to the coffee house and wait in line.
Yeah.
That's not hanging out with Carson. Like, there's so much of that, and nobody says, hey, listen, you don't want to do this. Now get back to work. They're like, oh, honey, you can do anything you want. Now you can't really do anything you want, or if you do, you at least have to really want to do it. Nobody, you know, we don't discourage enough as a society. We need to say, hey, El Cabong, put the guitar down, get back to the Applebee's, and start seating people.
But you know what? Life eventually takes them back.
It never lets them get going.
Well, or but because yet, they don't have the drive or the motivation to get going, life brings them back.
It's realism. You don't have to step on their toe.
No, I do. That's why I like.
Okay, you can
like
step
to
on
be
their
the,
toe.
The pin that pops everyone's balloon.
Okay, I'm the Paula Abdul. I'm like, yeah, keep trying.
Yeah, right.
It's good. Yes.
Yeah. Well.
Your outfit's cute.
She may be an example of someone who didn't have bundles of talent making it in the singing in the music business. Yes.
She's a dancer. She has some good songs, and she's really cute.
No, she had some god-awful songs. She had some piss-poor, crap-filled songs. She was horrible. Her songs were horrible. Go back and listen to the songs.
I actually wasn't really listening to the radio whole
Please listen to some Paula Abdul singing about the cat.
I think I was listening to The Cure at the time, but
yeah, smart,
anyway.
Much smarter move. Paula Abdul is a horrible songwriter. Sweet girl.
She didn't write those songs, did she?
I hope not.
No.
Whoever did needs to have their hands cut off. And then the hands need to be
so
beat with a hammer.
She's so cute, guys. She's so cute.
Sweet, and a great dancer, and a good personality, I would say. And nice. Saw her on an airplane not too long ago. She was very friendly. But those songs were horrible. All right, Alex?
Yeah.
You're 22?
I am.
What's up?
When my boyfriend comes inside of me, I sting afterwards, and it kind of burns if he pulls out when he comes, so I'm fine, and I'm just kind
how
of
long, how long,
how
long, am I not heard when I talk, I'm just curious.
Yeah. Hey, I don't think your mic's been on for like 3 weeks.
Yeah, how long,
unfortunately, I can still hear
you. Yeah, I know, it's tough. How long are you having intercourse before he actually ejaculates?
Oh, goodness, I don't know, 10 minutes? I have no idea.
But not an hour and a half or something?
No, uh-uh.
And is this something new?
No. No, it's this way.
And is this the only boyfriend you ever had or had sex with?
Yeah.
Refreshing.
How long have you been having sex with him?
All of a sudden, she just got unattractive. Picture a hot chick. It's like, oh, sorry, sweetie.
Probably 3 months or so.
3 months. So it really just got going. Have you had a pelvic exam recently?
No.
All right, so you need to go do that. It could be an infection, a vaginal infection, something like that.
Well,
it just means the lining of the vagina is irritated, and you know, when the semen gets in there, the pH irritates things further. It's irritated for some reason.
If you're sexually active, you gotta get this pelvic exam.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah, that's critically important.
It's not like a weird allergy or something.
Every time I hear this complaint, everyone wants it to be an allergy, but the allergies are really uncommon. What are you guys using for birth control?
The pill.
Which pill?
I don't know which one. It starts with an O. Whichever one.
Orthocycline?
Or ortho, yeah, one of the orthos.
Orthonovum?
Yeah. Are you having dryness problems?
No.
No. Okay.
All right.
They gave you the pills without doing a pelvic exam on you?
Yeah.
Ooh, really?
That's weird.
Yes.
All right.
You should always get your exam.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I've been meaning to. I just haven't done it yet. I know that I need to, though.
All right, there you go.
All right. And if it helps, you get the crazy nationality who you have nothing in common with culturally. All right?
Okay, yeah, I'll do that.
All right.
The guy that, what did you say, lives with Chupacabra or something?
It's just he believes in Chupacabra. He goes up to the mountains. He has like a Sherpa guide and a llama takes him up to the mountain. You know nothing of him. He knows nothing of your ways or your culture, your people. You'll never talk to anybody who knows him. And you have no mutual friends. No one goes to school with anybody.
That was my theory in high school for buying condoms.
Oh, yeah. Drew. Yeah.
In the day, Mike.
That's like the time in Spain I had to go buy tampons when I was a young teenager in Spain and on a Sunday, and the only places that were open were military, kind of like military-run drugstores. And men in outfits that look like Star Wars, you know, stormtroopers.
Yeah,
God,
had to go down to
smart.
Had to go to the PX.
Had to go talk to the stormtrooper about buying tampons in Spanish. So we had to actually discuss it because it was behind the counter.
Right. That's what the condoms were
back
in the day, too.
Mm.
What was their plan, basically? Humiliate everyone into just a slow venereal death, like or toxic shock? Like, you're going to need to talk to the old man who plays golf with your dad if you want to get hold of the tampons
or
the condoms
or any
vaginal cream.
If you're going to have sex,
we're going to shame
you. We'll see about that.
Everyone's going to know about it.
Yeah. There's going to be a few hurdles.
Little
did they know.
Well, Drew had the system beat. Now, here's the thing about Drew. Drew, as you can see, is a man of exquisite passion. He oozes passion, doesn't he?
Right,
not?
Definitely, yes.
Did you get any of the passion on you
she
when you came
whiff.
Into the studio?
No, yeah.
If the wind changes, you will get a gust of passion that comes from Drew, mm-hmm. the likes of which you've never smelled before.
Oh.
Drew's a very passionate man. He was in high school as well.
My passion doesn't
smell. Well,
how dare you?
Enjoyed before.
Aromatic.
That's right. Like, yeah.
It's pheromones.
Strawberry candle smell, Drew.
Yeah, okay.
The point is, they're not smelly, but they smell of strawberry.
Yeah.
Drew smells of passion. Mm. Okay. Drew, you know, you should have been like a Spanish swordsman or something. You know what I mean?
You're sword.
Swordsman.
Zorro.
Yes, you're that passionate. But you put the P, the mark of the P. Which would be confusing. Like, he peed on it? No, the mark of the P. He just whizzed on your pant leg? Forget it. Let's get a new letter. The point is Drew's a passionate man, and Drew grew up, his father was a doctor.
Right.
And he grew up in Pasadena, turn of the century. Drew was a passionate man, but yet a responsible man, and had a steady gal in high school and needed a metric ton of condoms. Like, he would go through 80 condoms a week easily, and that was like when he had mono. Drew went through a steamer trunk of condoms the month he had mono. And was bedridden. He couldn't even sit up. He still went through 750 condoms that month.
What are you doing with all those condoms?
That's the point.
So
now he had to go down to Chinatown to buy the condoms because they knew. See, all the pharmacists in the Pasadena area knew. Oh, you're the Pinsky kid. What do you need?
Not even if they didn't. It's just like you're lining up with everybody.
Right, you get in line
with the pharmacist, and you got to go.
Right.
Back there next to the diuretic.
And the person in front of you and behind you always has those things, like, couldn't be further away from it. Do you have those non-skid stick-ums for the tub?
Yes.
And you're like, yeah, I'm going to need a case of the Trojan Max.
This is 1970s.
Do you have those pumice stones for your feet to take the corns off? And then you got the weird thing. There should be the weirdo line, by the way. The guys who need the crab comb, the guys who need the comb, you know, you just sort of sit with your
own. Like a vending machine.
No, the
talk to no one.
Just the down under line.
Yeah.
You know, it's for the hemorrhoid stuff.
Yeah, you get the embarrassing line. Yeah. The chick's got a mustache. The guy's got a roid. You need the condoms.
The rainbow's got a beard.
She needs the crab comb. You get in that line. You don't get in between your mom's friends who are looking for a little eyebrow wax or something. All right, so point is Drew had to go down to Chinatown to buy the condoms, and, of course, he would buy in bulk. Because, you know,
you don't want to
make so many trips down to Chinatown.
Nice.
And again, the cultural thing. They didn't know him. And he just another round just eye in there. He's going to drop some money off. And, Drew, you just, not only did you know these guys didn't know your dad, but, you know, people were in there buying a crazy Roots to grind up and do their whole
list.
Well,
this is similar to you. This is similar to the women doing the hair pulling.
That's theory. What we're talking about earlier. Yeah. That's right. You don't want, if you're going to buy condoms or rent porn or do anything, you just want to see a sea of bizarre nationalities you'll never hear from
just,
again.
You don't want to feel like you're in your
element. That's right. And it never did get back to Doc Pinsky, no. Senior.
That's who you started talking about it publicly now.
No, okay. Yeah. Now
it's and what did he have to say?
He's not never heard about it.
He never heard about it.
He didn't know about the passion. Although, the passion must have been passed down from him.
Oh, maybe. Who
knows? He was obviously a man of exquisite passion himself. Probably shared that passion with your mother. As many times as he could a day, I would imagine.
Well, he's got the sense of gab and humor that I have, and the naturalism in
game
performing.
On. Yeah.
That you know
oh, yeah. He's animatronic, that guy. Really, the Lincoln from the Disneyland thing is more natural than your dad.
The Bear Jamboree.
And that's
more
when
than
it's,
me.
When it's down. When it's down.
Oh,
when it's malfunctioning. What the hell's that called? The
Life of Mr. Lincoln or something?
It has some name to it. That's a,
is it
something
all the presidents, with Mr. though? Is
it no, president? It used to be just Abraham Lincoln in the day.
It used to be something with Mr. Lincoln.
Back before there were other presidents?
Yeah.
No, no. Something with Mr. Lincoln.
Yeah,
right?
But it was called the... it was something. It was back old days. I don't think it's not there anymore.
The olden times, like in the 70s.
Yeah,
in the
60s, way back.
Even, yeah.
Way back. Find out... hold on, hey, Chris, wake up. Get online. Find out that the Disneyland Abe Lincoln thing. It had a name to it that was sort of
Life
with
regal. Mr. Lincoln, right?
No, I don't think so. But
the ride was you just go in and sit in the theater and watch the animatronic Abe Lincoln. I remember that.
And the American flag would appear in clouds behind him. Do you remember that?
Let me explain my relationship with Disneyland as a young person. If I was really nice to my cousin Greg, he would let me look at his ViewMaster with the Disneyland slide.
The one with it had fireworks was one of the little pictures.
Disneyland.
I loved that
Disneyland.
One.
Well, explain what a ViewMaster is.
Oh, come on. Seriously?
ViewMaster.
I just bought one in St. Louis.
Oh, they have them? All right.
They have them.
Wait a second.
Arch in St. Louis.
Engineer Chris, you know what a ViewMaster is?
I love ViewMaster.
You do?
Especially
what
the Disneyland.
It's an old...
Old.
What do you put in it to view?
Film?
What does the film look like?
I don't know.
Oh, see.
Oh, my Lord. It's a disc. It's like a cardboard disc.
Wheels of...
With slides.
And it's 3D.
It's 3D and there's slides. Yeah. It's a...
Hold on. Chris, what's a record player? You know? Have you ever...
No.
I'm going over there.
Not seeing that.
Those big... Does it look like a compact disc?
No. Well, it's older, I think.
Yeah.
Chris, make you want to kill yourself, by the way. Just bring up a TV show. It's like, I wasn't
great
born.
Moments of Mr. Lincoln.
Great Moments of Mr. Lincoln. Sounds like a great ride. Don't you want to line up
all
for
right.
that?
All right. What did you say it was called?
Life with Mr. Lincoln.
Life with Mr. Lincoln. So very close. And it wasn't
so
it wasn't it in the presidential rotunda or something?
I thought there were red velvet
something.
Seats or something.
He's in a theater, and he gives the Gettysburg Address, basically.
I know, but I thought,
fantastic.
I thought the actual thing was called something else. I don't know. Maybe
I'm going
insane.
I think you're confusing
insane.
The GE,
well, whatever.
If you had wings,
progress.
Do you remember If You Had Wings? It was a sort of a dome, like a that you drove through on a little train, and it had films going all around you.
It's
called If You. Oh, that was actually Disney World.
I just
called,
saw Disney
it was
World,
called If
so.
You Had Wings. I think it was brought to you by some airline.
Company, yeah.
Yeah, it was really cool though. It was one of those
Disney
things
World,
where there's film all the way around
you're
you.
You're way out of our league.
I did go to Disneyland though. When I was a young child.
Let me say this. If my cousin Greg had the talking ViewMaster, I would have known the name of the Lincoln exhibit.
Yes.
He just had the regular
right,
one.
Right, right, right.
I didn't know they had a talking ViewMaster.
Oh, they did later.
Little record. Click, click, turn
beep.
Down.
Carson?
Yeah?
Yeah, and you know, technically, I could have owned a ViewMaster because, you know, the folks' policy with toys, which is anything that plugged in, was out of bounds. Electric football or any... bright light or any
yes,
of that
this
stuff.
Was hard ViewMaster, by the sun.
I have a ViewMaster on my bedside table.
Carson?
Great.
I'd like to show you my valley. You show me your ViewMaster. Carson?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, 17, what's up?
All right. I was wondering what would be your guys' recommendation as to whether or not I should get a circumcision at this point.
Wow. Back on to that.
I would say no unless you're having problems, like you're getting stenosis or tears or difficulties. If it's bothering you, or if even just aesthetically, it's something you don't like.
Are you?
Actually, it's more like a problem. It's just like weighing on my mind. It's nothing physical or anything.
Well, you know, whenever guys preoccupy about their penis, I worry about that.
And it usually can't. Here's when you're preoccupied with your penis, nothing is really going to settle it. It's like a chick with an eating disorder. It's
right.
Like, oh, I lose 10 pounds, then I'm cured. No. Why is your penis weighing on your mind? And by the way, if you could get to your penis, you know, if you could get your forehead, your penis that way. Is that what he's talking about?
No, it's not good to me. He's thinking about it.
Oh.
He's not.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, whatever.
Because usually for us, that means that your self-esteem is down and you're sort of worrying about yourself, and the penis becomes sort of a symbol for that.
Guys?
Yeah.
I got one more question. It's unrelated, but...
Mason jar.
We don't believe you anymore.
Yeah.
Okay. But
all right. Nice try.
No. Can't be one more question because he was lying.
Yeah.
And by the way, here's the deal. If you're going to do a bogus call, fine. Can you spend 8 goddamn seconds thinking of it? I'm thinking about my penis is weighing on my mind.
I like hearing if someone's penis is weighing heavy on their mind.
I'm thinking about getting a circumcision. There's nothing wrong with
that. You could use that in a song.
By the way, is there... Penis
sounds like a John Denver song.
Like a country and penis laying weighing heavy on my mind. More like a Glen Campbell song.
Glen Campbell, yeah.
you could do a song.
Stop thinking of it all the time.
Why don't you do a song where my penis keeps running through your mind?
Yours specifically.
Mine. Yeah.
Your penis is running through your mind.
Yeah, just.
I like the penis weighing heavy on your mind.
Just saying, yeah.
It's a very heavy penis.
Adam's penis weighing
very
heavy.
Very heavy
on
penis.
This has been single too long.
Heavy on my mind. Yeah, that's good.
I'm doing fine.
Yeah. Now?
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to write that song?
We just wrote
it. Done and done.
Yeah. I would
appreciate it if you were right, Adam.
You know, I was watching Cleopatra the other night, and like Mark Anthony or somebody comes up to see it and goes, "Done and done."
Oh, really?
Wow. Circa 1950. I'm like, really?
It's like Bill and Ted, done.
Yeah.
And done.
I guess they spoke that way back then. Danielle.
Yeah.
You're 16?
Uh-huh.
You depressed?
No. Yeah.
You're not?
No. Tired.
Uh-uh.
No, she's in our time zone.
What's going on?
Well, my boyfriend and me kind of like want to have sex, but we don't know if it's right.
Mm-hmm. He wants to have sex. You want to make him happy.
Kinda.
Yeah. Don't do it in that situation. You will kind of regret it.
Well, I really like him, and I kind of want to too, but I don't know.
Do you want to or do you not want to?
Well, I do.
Do you want to?
Yeah.
Left to yourself, without him pressuring you and begging you.
Well, she's curious about it, but she's scared about it.
I get that, and I would generally say, wait till you're a little clearer. And maybe with this guy, even you'll be clearer in a few more months. Just when all this ambivalence and I don't know.
Well, all right, let me say a few things. First off, most women, for the first time, because it might possibly involve a little pain and some discomfort, and they're much more self-conscious than men are.
Yeah.
I think no matter what age, there are some question marks around
it,
a little ambivalence.
No, yes. But no, this one's got passion.
Well, you're a passionate woman. You two should start a passion farm. Passion farm. Your penis
is heavy on your mind.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But 16 is a little young for someone like Danielle, who sounds like a young 16. Now, we talk to 16-year-olds that sound like Vietnam nurses
or
hardened chain smokers been on the streets.
Yeah.
Danielle sounds a little more protected.
No, yeah.
Are there other issues, though, like religious issues or other things that you're worried about?
It's my mom, kind of.
Your mom?
Well,
everyone worries that their parents are going to disapprove of this.
She doesn't let me date anybody.
So she doesn't even know you're dating this guy?
Uh-uh. But, like,
boy.
She lets me... She thinks that his best friend is gay, so she lets me go over to his house.
Oh, because she thinks that the boyfriend's gay?
Yeah.
Well...
Whoa. She thinks his best friend is gay?
Okay. Me and my boyfriend's best friend used to date. She didn't know that, and she thought that he was gay. Now I'm currently dating my boyfriend, and...
now she lets me go over to his best friend's house.
Wait, your boyfriend used to date this guy?
Hold on. We have the world's dumbest callers who, like all good, stupid people, think we know their situation, so it's very easy to sort it out.
That's
what,
wild. Here's
what she gets to do. She gets to go over to her ex-boyfriend's house, who her mom thinks is gay.
Ex-boyfriend.
Ex-guy, and meet up with her
at
guy.
The ex-boyfriend.
At the ex-boyfriend. Okay. Because, as you know, Drew... I went to the Berlitz School of Tarts.
Yes,
you're fluently.
Yes, you're extremely skilled.
Thank you, Danielle. All right, so how old is your boyfriend?
17.
And is he going to high school? I'm picturing a troublemaker.
No, he's actually a straight-A student.
Straight-A.
No, okay. I sense a good situation.
All right, and he's
that's
a good
guy. Even why.
And you're a virgin. How long have you been together?
2 years.
Ooh,
that's a long time.
Yeah.
And your mother doesn't know? Well, no matter what you do, make sure you don't get pregnant.
Yeah, wear a condom. But I just get the sense that you're not quite there yet. I mean,
no.
17. How far into 16 are you?
I'm like a month from my 17th birthday.
Hold on a second. Look, you should be getting it on now. I mean, you've been with a guy for 2 years. He's 17. He's a good student. You guys are love. 17. You're going to be 17. Seems like her mom has retarded her growth or something.
Well, that's part of the plan.
But, you know, I can understand a mother not wanting her teenage daughter to be getting pregnant, and that is a possibility.
I know, but you got a date. I mean, Danielle, is your dad around?
No.
Where is he?
He's kind of a drug addict.
Now there's... A little more here.
You guys said that you thought my boyfriend was a troublemaker. He kind of is because he, like, smokes pot and stuff like that. But he gets straight A's somehow.
Danielle.
Hold off.
Yeah,
but 2 years. And your mom's just very protective because your dad was a loser and she got hooked up with a loser. So now she's going to dump that junk
in
your trunk.
Of course, because you had a loser for a dad, you're attracted to losers, Danielle. It's just, you know, maybe try to break that cycle.
Here's the whole thing. 2 years. Do it. Okay, here's the deal. When you're 17, it's coming up. It's a month away, and use protection.
Right.
Lisa Loeb in our hizzy tonight. We'll take ourselves a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
Didn't stop thinking about rice cakes.
Hello. Hey, everybody. It's the Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew over there, Lisa Loeb in studio tonight, and
hello.
Jenna Jameson, dear, dear friend Jenna Jameson in here, and then the Black Eyed Peas on Thursday. Lisa has herself a CD, and we're going to hear something else off it. It's called The Way It Really Is. And
The song is called I Control the Sun.
Yeah, and we will hear that very song.
Couple more calls.
I want to talk to some people.
Two calls, and then we hear I Control the Sun.
Yeah.
Marie?
She's in a tornado. What the
hell? Wow.
No good.
Wow.
No good.
Wow.
That's crazy.
All right.
Let's go back to Michelle. She showed up again.
Michelle?
Yes?
What's happening, baby doll?
Hello?
Oh, you're the singer.
Hello?
Singer,
are you going to play us something?
Songwriter?
Hello?
Can you?
This isn't
going to
work either.
Can you hear us?
Kind of, just barely.
All right. How about now?
Yes. Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can. Yes. So, yeah, baby doll. Now, Michelle called in about 45 minutes ago, wanted to talk to Lisa about how she got her career started. Lisa says what everyone really says, which is just do it. Just go out and do it. And, here's the thing, too, by the way, everybody. You don't want a big break if you're no good. I mean, you got to play around for a while.
You got to get good,
get your chops. So, Michelle, you wrote some songs and play a little guitar. Do you know any of those songs? You want to sing something?
You know what I would really love to sing is Stay. With
Stay.
Alone.
That'd be an honor for me. Can you do it?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Lisa, can you do it?
Yes, I can do it.
All right, baby doll.
You can do it. I want to hear her do it.
That's
first.
You sing it first.
Go for it.
Are you ready?
Yes, 1, 2, 3, go. We're ready.
Hello?
You say, go.
Hello?
Oh, for the love of holy Christ. Would you start singing? I'm going to strangle myself, Drew. Can I kill myself and strangle
myself?
Yeah,
please, please.
Won't my grip loosen, though, and I'll regain consciousness and then have to strangle myself again?
I'll finish you off, don't worry.
Oh, yeah,
it's okay. Then everyone will know.
All right. Michelle.
Hello.
No.
You can hear the radio in the background.
Don't do it yourself.
I can't.
No, no.
Michelle, can you sing Stay, please?
Hello.
First off, have we ever had that?
No.
We've had every other form of technical F-up on this show, but not this particular one.
People just yelling. We hear them loud and clear.
And why does she keep yelling hello if she can't hear anything? You know what I mean? It's like a movie when the person gets hung up on. Hello?
No,
it's, hello?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
All right, hold on.
No, no, no.
I can't. How dare you, Drew? This is my personal cross to bear. Right. Leave me alone. It's a mission. Michelle?
Gone. Okay. Hallelujah. She's
all right. Now, here's the real question.
Sweet.
Yes.
That was sweet.
It was. It was nice.
It was, but I don't really trust her. I think she was screwing with us again.
What do you mean?
Did she?
She's like, oh, I'm going to screw with them. I'm going to call and sing that song.
She didn't want to sing it.
I know. Not unless Lisa sung with her.
Yeah.
So did she end up backing out?
Oh, is that why she was?
Was there big? Was all of a sudden
if I
technical?
If I could reach your mind, love.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll tell you, our listeners love Gordon Lightfoot. They're huge Foot fans.
Just like a paperback novel.
Chris, you ever heard of Gordon Lightfoot?
Gordon who?
No, seriously. Gordon Lightfoot.
You heard the song Elise was just singing.
Oh, I get it. Kind of.
Not really.
Oh, okay. Come on.
Come on, sing a little, Lisa. Sing
last
little.
Night, we did something in Los Angeles at the Club Largo. Greg Barrett hosts a show called Bring the Rock, and he's mm-hmm. a great comedian, Greg Barrett. And he does a show that combines rock music and comedy, and comedians get up and tell stories about rock musicians and songs that they love, and musicians
and
get
you
up
didn't
and...
didn't invite Adam to do this?
Adam,
he's
do you want to do it?
No.
Would you like to do that?
Is there pay?
It's a little pay. But it's not about the pay. It's about the rock, bringing the rock. And so I got to sing
Adam?
A song last night
What'd
that brought
do?
The rock.
What'd you do?
Well, last night I did a song that was one of my big rock influences growing up. Before I really got into the Zeppelin and the Hendrix and the Police, that really influenced my music, which you can really tell by listening to it.
Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald?
The Wreck of the... Yeah, I should have done the Edmund Fitzgerald. I did another almost equally as passionate rock song that when I was 3 or 4, when I started having crushes on boys.
Yeah.
One of the songs that really influenced me, which was a song called Everything I Own by Bread.
Oh, yeah. Know it.
I would give anything I own. It's very... Right? It's one of the songs you thought was a rock song when you were 4 years old.
Just ahead.
Except I was 15.
Yeah. True was 15 on
or
top
four.
Of a girl at that time when
or
that
Air
song
Supply.
Broke.
I'm all out of love.
Yeah. Mm. You ever hear that song? Yeah? No, you know Air Supply, Chris.
You might have heard it at the Orthodontist.
What about Bread?
Well, yeah, because we have Aero down there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, down the hall.
Aero doesn't play Bread.
They're there. Is that Bread's
no,
picture?
I've never heard of Bread.
What a retarded
Seriously?
Name for a band, by
Seriously?
The way.
Seriously?
Oh, come
Seriously.
On.
Oh, my goodness.
Here's
the guitar man.
I'm convinced. Here's what I'm convinced is going on. Everyone around here is younger than we are.
Yeah.
That's it. See, cultural references. You need to have the same.
But they also know next to nothing, and that's what really screws with us. Because you start bringing up stuff. I asked Chris if he'd heard of Orange Juice last week. He had no idea what I was talking about.
Orange Julius, I think.
He'd heard of Sunny
Orange
D.
Orange Julius. Oh, my God. I had it.
No,
I was at a shopping mall once, and I thought it said Carrot Julius. And I thought, oh, my gosh, they made it healthy. They made it Carrot Julius. And I looked back again, and it was still Orange Julius.
You got to get
that. Was a weird moment.
Got to get that. Those glasses adjusted.
Yeah.
Jordan? No, Drew, I was making a joke.
Hello.
You're 18?
Yes.
What's up, baby doll?
Basically, just... Any guy who's ever been attracted to me has always been a black guy or a Hispanic guy. And, I mean, they're all older, and they're not exactly the most clean-cut guys. And I want to know if there's something I'm doing to attract them.
Wow. You got
what are you wearing?
You got a big ass.
Well, I've got pretty big boobs, so I'm thinking maybe that might be it. But no white guys really attract me.
How big's the rest of you, though?
I'm pretty tiny.
Really?
Yeah, I'm about 5'2", 105, 110.
Really? With big,
that's small.
Big cans, huh?
She's really small then.
Wow. I finally found some common ground with my Latino and black brothers. You're like the petite women with the large racks. And it seems like a petite with a large chest would be sort of a universal thing. All colors would be attracted to that.
But why is this a problem?
I don't know why I'm not really attracting very few white guys.
Is this at work or something?
Where are you? Yeah. What are you doing, roofing or something? You got to get into a...
No, I mean, I'm in school.
You work at a car wash or something where guys are, you know, certain kind of guys are here?
Well, during the summer, I work at a concert venue, and there are a lot of really older guys, older Hispanics and black guys that are always on me.
All right, so guys are attracted to you, and that's who's at this event.
Here's the thing. If you're attractive, especially if you're built like that, whatever young guys or older guys around you are going to be attracted to you. You just have to surround yourself with whatever color you're into.
I mean, in school, I'm around a lot of white guys and a lot of different guys, but none of them seem to be really attracted to me.
What color are you?
I'm white.
Yeah. Well, let me explain this, too. This possible thing could, again, sound racist, but I do believe the black man and the Hispanic man oftentimes are a little more forward. They will come up and let a woman know how they feel, whereas the white guy, unless he's loaded, may not come up and let you know. So maybe they're just thinking they're attracted to you, but they're not actually coming up and, you know, honking their car horn or anything.
Are you in college now?
Yeah.
Especially an older guy. Like, an older guy is more likely to say something than somebody who's your peer in college who's scared to even speak to you.
They got nothing to lose.
Especially if you're this little, you know, hot little number.
Jordan, junior college?
My grandmother would say.
Junior college?
No, I go to the University of Maryland at College Park.
It's a Terrapin.
Wow. I think we did a little speaking there once.
Yeah.
Did we not?
Yeah. I was sick, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Remember you said that thing to that girl?
I had to get paid everything, yeah. Yeah, I should have got paid more than you on
that.
Drew was vomiting. All right, so Jordan.
Oh, my God. That's what that guy that didn't mind his own business and then talked nonstop for 3 hours.
Here's the whole thing. Let me just sum up with Jordan. Also, at 18, there's no real trends yet. You know what I mean? You got a handful of black guys, a handful of Mexican guys hitting on you. You're 18. That's no trend. You're fine.
You're a cute
girl. Go out with whoever you want to go out with.
Yeah.
And leave your mind open, baby doll. You know,
it might
be a black guy or Mexican guy you're into. You date them.
Yeah.
If you want. But
there's nothing wrong
with worry
it.
About
point,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Drew, when we were at University of Maryland.
We went from Philadelphia.
Drew was violently ill. Yeah.
Oh.
And we had a guy pick us up at the...
I get nauseated just thinking about that day.
The world's most obnoxious town car driver picked us up, and me and him could not stop talking about food.
I
never heard Drew flip out before, but Drew was in the back seat just writhing in pain. He was
memories.
You could hear him going, and this guy was like, they take a deep dish pizza and they bake the ricotta cheese into the crust. And after about 20 minutes of, and then I got engaged with the guy and I was like, I'm thinking,
are these guys high? What are they thinking?
I like a sausage and pepper pizza. I don't like pepperoni.
Didn't that make you stop and I ran out of the car?
Drew just started yelling. Drew got out of the car and started vomiting. But Drew, at a certain point, it was one of those things where if he felt better, he would have given us a heads up at some point.
No,
but he let it build to a head.
Yes.
And then at a certain point, he's like, after about 180 miles of food talk, and the guy was morbidly obese, by the way. Although he labeled himself as a power lifter, so it was awesome. Anyway, at a certain point, Drew summoned the energy to sit up in the back seat, and he went, "Stop talking about food! Stop it!
Now pull over!"
He just freaked.
Yeah,
he freaked on both of us, and then he pulled over and then vomited. And the guy picked this up was 5'4", 3 1/4, maybe 3 1/2, maybe 350, and was obviously the guy just had like 6 chins, and he actually had cellulite on his forehead.
But
and he was like, I do some power, I do lift, I lift.
But remember what he said? He goes,
it's like, you lifting your fat ass should be a world record.
I mind my own business. I know you guys got your own, remember that?
He made the proclamation to us 226 times that he minded his own business. But by the way, how often are you getting it on with your wife? And it's none of my business, but how often you doing
it? And then he went on to talk
about smell
how
your fingers?
He drove John Gotti, and he stayed out of his business. But
he gave us a 40-minute dissertation on whose business he stayed out of, which was funny. I stayed out of Gotti's business. I had Frank Sinatra Jr. in here. That's a guy whose business I stayed out of. Mel Torme did not meddle in his business.
I told him, Mel, I stay out of your business. You know?
Right?
And let me tell you about what Gotti, I stayed.
I forgot all about this guy, Drew. Yeah. I forgot about you vomiting.
It was the worst experience. Yeah.
Drew and I, and then we went out and we did University of Maryland, and Drew just, he sat on a chair by the trash can while I did an entire show, and then we split the money right down the middle.
Aww.
Fantastic. Yeah, I'm pissed.
That's what friends are for.
Lisa Loeb in studio tonight. Oh, we're going to hear something else off her new CD.
As soon as we get back.
The Way It Really Is, right after this. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Lisa Loeb in tonight. If you want to see Lisa Loeb in the flesh, you go down to the Grove out here in Los Angeles. A beautiful place to stroll
out in the
summer. I know.
It sounds like
a great
evening. Tomorrow?
Tomorrow night. Wednesday night.
Oh, my God.
7:30.
And Kimberly Locke is playing at 7.
Where?
And then Jeff Goldblum out in the middle, like near the movie theater.
The movie theater, yeah.
They have
right
a stage set up. And it's with my full band. We're going to be rocking.
Wow.
It does
that
actually
kind
of rock.
Amazing deal. I
want to
go.
Jeff Goldblum.
Jeff Goldblum is playing with a band before us.
Uh-oh.
Right? The actor?
Yeah.
Just
the
Fly.
As long as the Bacon Brothers don't show up, everything will be okay.
Bacon. And then I'm going to Barnes & Noble and signing CDs.
That's
and meeting
nice.
All 7 zillion people who will be there.
And again, it is free.
It's free.
No money. That is such a
and it's early.
Grove.
Thank the Lord.
All right. We're going to hear something off the new CD. We take one call, then we'll hear a song. Yes?
All right.
Natalie?
Yep.
19?
Yep.
You think your dad is gay?
Yes.
Why?
Because my husband said.
How old is your husband?
19 also.
19. How long have you been married?
A year this month.
Where's your mom?
She's, they're divorced. She's in California.
Mm-hmm. And your husband said his penis tasted like poopy?
No. No, it's because...
Sweetie, we got a problem.
No, it's
kiss
because
me.
He's been living with someone.
A guy?
Oh.
Yes.
How old is your dad?
He is 43.
Mm-hmm. That's a little weird.
Why are you married?
The guy?
You're married so young.
What? Sorry.
Yeah, okay. Who's he living with?
His friend.
His friend?
Is it because he can't afford a place by himself?
It started out like that, yes.
Is he the governor of New Jersey?
No.
Does he, all right, let's just say, what kind of car does he drive?
He has a work car. It's a Taurus.
Taurus. All right, that's a definite
push. What does he do for a living?
He works for Denny's. He's a risk manager for more than half of the U.S.
For Denny's?
Yeah.
Wow.
And he can't afford an apartment by himself?
No, he can now. He has a lot of money now. He just bought a second home.
How long has he been living with this roommate?
Well, they both got a divorce around the same time, and it was when I was in second grade, so a long time ago. And
they've been roommates ever since?
Right.
No.
Have you ever asked him if he's gay?
Gay.
No,
gay.
I don't know.
Be,
I want to. No, I don't want to.
Does he ever date women?
What's that?
Does he ever date women?
He used to, yeah, all the time. In fact, he had one lady that he was with for like 3 or 4 years, but then she had to move out of state to live with her kids because she was divorced also.
When did that end?
I was in like sixth grade.
Mm-hmm. All right. I don't know. I can't see a gay guy working for Denny's.
No.
Can or you can't?
Cannot.
And he did date.
Almost
he
impossible.
He dated sort of normally through his 30s, sounds like.
Yeah.
I like that a gay guy would not be working for Denny's.
What, yeah.
Well, it's just the company
don't
is not.
Think he's gay. I don't want him to be gay.
Well, anyway, they do have the Rudy Tootie Fresh and Fruity, though.
But see, my husband also says
think about the fruity part.
Clean their houses.
Uh-oh. Squeegee in the shower for the Lucite shower door?
I just wonder why they
aren't. Just look for that.
Look for the squeegee.
Answering questions. I have a squeegee in my shower.
Gay.
Yeah, but you're...
Yes, that means gay.
That means remodel, and that means keeping your shower.
I bought two homes from gay couples, males, and every single thing, one thing they left behind in both homes that... Each time, I couldn't understand what it was for, a squeegee in the shower.
Yes.
I was like, what is it? Oh, my
God. I'll tell you why, because there's a lot of action going on in a gay shower.
Let's hear Lisa Loeb's song.
Things are flying.
All right.
Blood, semen, People matter. It's all, it's a big tornado.
What? Talking about that, here's my new song.
Yeah. Blood, Semen, and Fecal Matters, the name of the new CD. And this song is called I Control the Sun.
I turn on the stars, I make all the colors that you see. As you circle me, I open up the sky. I control the speed, I can make the green lights flash. I can make you crash. Barely makes a sound, you stop when you slow down. But I can't make you see things the way I see them.
Is the name of the new CD. You can find her singing that song and many others down at the Grove tomorrow, 7:30 in Los Angeles. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. Well, that's the show. We're going to get out of here on time for change. I want to thank the delightful Lisa Loeb, the foxy mousy Lisa Loeb.
Foxy mouse.
Yeah, the way it really is. Name of the CD. Lisa, you come back anytime you like.
Thank
to talk
you.
Food and vagina. All right.
And so, penis.
And penis.
Sorry,
that weighs heavy on my mind.
I beg your pardon, Dr. Loeb.
Speaking of penis and vagina, Jenna Jameson in tomorrow night. So until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Yes, 1, 2, 3, go.
Hello.
You say, yeah, go.
Hello.
Oh, for the love of holy Christ. Would you start singing?
Hello.
I can't.
Hello.
This has been Loveline. Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.